Hello and welcome back to the From the Nosebleeds podcast, episode 9, the Super Bowl preview, the much anticipated Super Bowl
Everybody's waiting on it.
Thomas Coburn joined by Thomas
Thomas Coburn
in studio, and of course, as always, producer Paulo Gismondi
back with a mic.
Yeah, he's got a mic today now. After his
hiatus.
We suspended him.
Yeah, okay. Yeah,
because of some immature comments in recent episodes.
Okay, relax.
Don't want to get into them because, of course,
get taken off the air.
We're trying to help
just
him.
Slander.
We're trying to help you, Paulo. But yeah, the much anticipated. We've been hyping this up.
Oh yeah.
Ever since we came back from our little break of the Super Bowl edition, I mean, we had to hold off on this. Last week we even talked about the Pro Bowl, so that's how you know we're excited for this one.
That's how you know we're building up.
Yeah, we're building up. But
like every good story.
Yes. Before we get into anything today, though, I do want to give a little tribute, or at least acknowledge the tragic events that occurred this past weekend. Kobe Bryant and 8 others, including his daughter, passing away in a helicopter crash, which was just devastating news for Kobe to go so young. True legend of the game of basketball and all of sports, and he will definitely be missed. I got a lot of just great memories watching Kobe. Particularly, one that stands out for me is his last game, for him to just, you know, pour on 60 points was something special. I'll never forget that. But yeah, definitely will be missed.
Yeah, lots of great memories. I don't know if we're doing favorite memory. I'll give you my favorite memory. My favorite memory, I don't know if this is whatever, but I guess my favorite memory was just watching, it's not a specific one or whatever specific moment in time, but the back-to-back championships, or not, when they went to the finals. Yeah, they lost 1-1-1. That's some of the most exciting playoff basketball I've ever watched.
Yeah, it was like a big 4 on the Celtics. Yeah. And then, I mean, Kobe had his guys too, but yeah, those were very good. I guess I'll kind of finish off, but his favorite, or my favorite, his commercials. The recent one he did about with Jalen Rose about scoring 81 points.
Yep. And the Messi one.
Yeah, that was good too. And the Kanye West one was like the most Kobe thing ever.
Yeah.
About how Kanye West set all these records and he goes, more records. And I love how he closes it off with that different animal, same beast slogan, which really sticks out for me. And a lot of NFL players have even talked about that. I know Richard Sherman was pretty big on that in the NFL media day, which went over this Monday. So Kobe will definitely be missed, and I'm sure the NFL will pay some sort of tribute to him at some point in time in the Super Bowl. So
yeah,
yes,
they should.
Let's get into the show for today.
It's the Matthew Stafford episode, by the way.
Oh, because it's episode 9.
Yeah,
Matthew Stafford. Very good. Just quickly before we get in, you still think Stafford has anything left in the tank?
Yeah. Ideally, I'd rather see them keep him for one more year, draft Tua, then trade him. But I still think, I'd rather build for the future. But if they keep him, I still think that, I think he still has probably 5 years. I think he'll bounce back.
Yeah, I think he's a good quarterback. I think when he's on his game, he's around the top 10 area.
Yeah.
But nevertheless, into today's show, what I wanted to do first is something we did during Thanksgiving, and I thought it would be a great time to bring it back. Thanksgiving is notorious for a lot of different foods, and we did a nice draft of the best Thanksgiving foods, which actually sparked up a lot of debate, which I did not think would happen. But when the producer throws in sweet potato marshmallow casserole, that's when, you know, that really caught me off guard. So I thought it would be the perfect time today to do a Super Bowl food draft.
Is it safe to say the food draft is now a tradition on our show?
I think it is a tradition, but we have to think of other times we can implement this. Thanksgiving, Super Bowl. I'm stumped.
Whenever.
Christmas food draft.
Christmas.
Friday night foods.
Yeah.
Next week.
Okay.
Perfect. So I think we can keep the tradition going. I think last time, I think Paulo had the first pick. Am I right to say that?
Yeah, because he took turkey.
Okay, yeah.
You figure that's...
So I think we'll put you on the clock now. I don't know how prepared you are for this, but...
Me?
Yeah, go for it. You're drafting first overall. Favorite Super Bowl food.
Okay, I'm just going to go pizza.
Oof.
Wow, pizza.
I'm not prepared for this. I don't really care. I'm just going to say pizza.
Wow.
Okay, so your first week back with the mic.
And you don't care about the show.
And this is how we're doing things.
All
right.
Don't give him the mic
anymore. Pizza off the clock from Paulo.
Off the board.
Off the board.
Excuse yourself.
Sorry.
You didn't use any of the clock.
Yeah, because he used no time, you now got a 20-minute clock.
Oh, that's how perfect. We're working. I just let it run.
So, yeah, go for it whenever you're ready.
I can't believe that this was not taken with the first pick. Yeah, it is the quintessential
Nachos, Super Bowl. Bro.
What?
Damn it. Try to predict it. I got it wrong.
No, chicken wings.
Okay. Read today.
Oh, I forgot completely about wings.
This guy's out to lunch.
I like pizza, though.
Okay. So I actually read that Super Bowl weekend this year, they're predicting 1.4 billion chicken wings will be consumed.
That's disgusting.
No, come on. That's such a good stat.
But that's probably only in the U.S. alone. Or do you think worldwide?
U.S. has, we're looking at almost 400 people in the United States.
400 people?
Did I say 400 people?
Yeah.
400 million people, almost. So yeah, that's probably just in the United States. But yeah, I'm a big chicken wings guy, even though I can't take heat at all. But I'm on the clock now with the third overall pick and the first ever from the Nosebleeds Super Bowl food draft. I am proud to select chili cheese dogs. I don't know what's so funny.
Okay, bro. Like,
you've never had that.
I've had it, but that's not... Is that even like that's something you specifically eat? Like that's
every year. It's a tradition in my household. Every single year, we make a big pot of
chili. Cheese dogs.
Whip up some hot dogs. Slab the chili on, and then you grate some cheese. It melts nicely.
Nice.
It's delicious. And so that's first overall pick.
All right.
Probably would have been available by the third round.
It's a sentimental pick too, isn't it?
But I'm not passing up. Have you seen the movie Draft Day?
Yes.
When he goes, Vontae Mac or nothing?
Yeah.
That's right. Chili cheese dogs are nothing. Okay, Paulo, you're back on the clock.
Okay, I'm going to go nachos.
All right.
This guy has, he doesn't care. I'm going to go nachos next.
Have some enthusiasm, man. It's Friday.
Paulo, why nachos? Why?
It's Super Bowl weekend. What do you put on your nachos?
We got some cheese on it. We got meat. My friends call it bird meat because my mom makes the best nachos and I have a bird and they think I kill birds. Don't super, worry about that.
Super fantastic insight there.
Yeah. Yep. That's my breakdown.
All right, Coburn, you're up next.
All right.
Second round.
You can tell me if this counts. I don't know if you... Does chili count? Can I take
you
chili?
You can take chili. Yeah. I just have a variation of chili. You can take it.
Okay. I'm going to take chili. I think that's probably my favorite way to eat chili. Just
you should really try it on the dog.
I've had it.
No, but you should really. It's good.
You should go over to Pac's house.
No. It's okay. No Lions fans allowed.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow. Only Dolphins fans.
Next year, I think the Dolphins are going to be in the Super Bowl.
Probably.
Okay.
It's most likely.
This is how I'm looking at it. San Fran was 4-12 last year. They had the second overall.
Yeah, that's
pick.
Why the Lions are going to make the Super Bowl, too. It's probably going to be Lions Dolphins in the Super
Miami
Bowl.
Miami was 5-11, and they were the fifth overall pick. They're better than San Fran.
Yeah, but your star quarterback didn't get hurt.
But we're getting this. Yeah, I did. Tua got hurt this year. So what I'm trying to say is I think Miami's going to be in the Super Bowl next year. Anyways, with the last pick in the second round, I will go with potato chips.
That's a great pick. I was either going
to
pick.
You could have said something else so I can just get my thing out of it. Now I have to think of another one.
Got a stall. Okay, talk about favorite chip flavor.
Yeah, I got one.
Favorite chip flavor? Recently, I've gotten into... I'm a big Dorito guy, I think. Whip out very good Super Bowl commercials year after year. So
yes.
Lil Nas X is in the one this year, I think.
Oh, he is?
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen this?
Did not know
quickly.
Don't want to get too sidetracked. Let's talk about that.
Yeah?
I cannot stand the fact that they release the Super Bowl commercials before the Super Bowl.
I don't look at them.
What is the point of that?
I don't look at them.
Yeah, I don't either. I wait for them to actually come on during the game. But yeah. Anyways, Paul, are you ready with your pick over here?
It's me, right? Yeah?
Yep.
I'm just searching up Super Bowl foods.
Oh, this guy is just a complete disaster.
Oh, okay.
Okay,
no.
I'm going to go. You know what I'm going to say? My favorite, never ate it before, but pigs in a blanket. That's what I'm going to go for. That sounds pretty good.
Do you know what that is, right?
Miniature hot dogs. miniature sausages in a little bun. That's what I like to see. I'm gonna plan on like eating that. I'm gonna make it my goal to eat one of those on Sunday.
Have you ever had one?
No,
you said you didn't.
But I like it.
Okay. All right. Rounding out the third round, we got two picks left of this. This has been a disaster so far.
I think this is actually even better than the Thanksgiving draft. All right.
Nothing can beat that. But anyways.
So, last pick. Let me explain. You've eaten all this food, right?
Yep.
It's third quarter now. Maybe even fourth.
You're going to do it, right? You're going to pull the veggie tray.
No.
Oh, okay.
No. I'm going to pull the exact opposite of a veggie tray. You need something to cleanse yourself, right?
Yeah.
You're probably a little bit hot. You're cheering, whatever. Ice cream.
Ice cream?
Now, listen, ice cream is very specific, okay? It's in the fourth quarter. You're done eating.
I've never had ice cream in the Super Bowl before.
Or even after the Super Bowl. Sometimes I eat throughout the whole game, and then after, you're watching the post game, right? I'm not eating chicken wings watching the celebrations.
That's true, yeah.
A nice bowl of cold ice cream just really ends the night on a good note.
It's a perfect way.
It's a perfect ending.
Might have to give that a run this year.
Yeah. Give it a try.
Okay.
How about you?
Final pick.
Are you going to go veggie tray? Don't do it.
See, I kind of want to pay some homage to that untouched veggie tray that everyone brings, and it just kind of sits there. But I don't think I'm going to do it. I'm going to go pulled pork.
Yeah.
I think it makes... You can put it on fries. You can put it in nachos. You can make pulled pork sandwiches. It's like the George Kittle of Super Bowl foods. It just does it
everything.
All. Yeah, so I'm going to go with that to round off the draft. And I think I got a pretty strong roster. And the guy with the first overall pick is clearly coming out of this draft as the loser.
Pizza. That's just not true at all. Pizza, and then what was my second pick? I have no idea.
He doesn't even know.
I have picks in a blanket, so that I win.
So we started
what
off
What was your second pick?
Nachos. Was it nachos?
Oh, yeah, it was nachos.
We started off this podcast reintroducing Paulo and kind of putting the mic back in his hands. And
I actually don't appreciate how you guys talked about me. I never said anything wrong.
You completely lost all privileges going forward.
This is not true. I'll be
maybe next Super Bowl we'll give you another try, but we need to move on. We have hyped up giving our final predictions in the Super Bowl for some time now, giving breakdown, giving analysis. But, you know, it's finally getting towards a time when the NFC and AFC championship games were done. I said, okay, I'm going to take the 2 weeks. I'm not going to decide who's going to win right away because I think it's going to be a close game. And I'm finally going to make my decision come the end of the Super Bowl. So I think I have a winner, but I think this is going to be a very, very close game.
I hope we disagree. I actually don't know who you're going to pick, but it's very, like, okay, the Chiefs are favored, which you would expect, right?
When I've talked a lot, and I think I even said this last week, this is a Super Bowl that to me is really unique because I don't remember a game that has come out and when I look at these two teams, I don't see a clear-cut favorite. I don't look at a team and say, this team is better. This team is definitely going to win. Where in the past, the opinion on a lot of Super Bowls has been, this team's clearly going to win. Has that opinion always been right? No. Yeah. I'm going to give you a prime example of that. Nobody thought the Eagles were going to win a few years ago, and nobody thought the Broncos were going to beat the Panthers.
I did.
Really?
Yes.
So you're a big defense over
defense wins championships.
All right, so I guess I know who you're picking in this Super Bowl.
No, you don't.
But I just see two teams. I don't like the label of San Fran is the defense team, KC is the offense team, because San Fran knows how to put up points. They went into New Orleans, and I think the final in that game was 48-46. It was something crazy high scoring like that. That was one of the best games of the year. When they need to score, they can score. And I've absolutely had it with the Jimmy Garoppolo slander. I don't care if he's only throwing the ball 8 times a game. He's not doing that because he's incapable. He's doing that because that is the best chance
of
San Francisco winning.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised if he goes out and throws the ball 30 times and wins Super Bowl MVP. I think Jimmy G's a winner, and I really compare him to a young Ben Roethlisberger or a young Tom Brady in the sense that he doesn't put up great numbers, but he can get the win for the team. And I think he's that guy. I think he's a Super Bowl caliber quarterback. And I would not count him out with 2 minutes left in this game.
All right. Before we get into, obviously, who we're picking and stuff, because we got to save that. We have to build it up. Just like we built up this episode, we build up the picks. Storytelling, folks. Can we talk about how people hate when, notoriously, people are like, oh, Brady's back in the Super Bowl. The Patriots are back in the Super Bowl.
I'm one of those people.
Yes. Right. Tell me this is not one of the least talked about hyped Super Bowls in a while.
I think a lot of that has to do with the NFL Media Day this year was, it was a lot of talk about Kobe, and rightfully so. He deserved to have that.
Yeah.
And I think the whole world was in shock over that.
Yeah.
So that hype was kind of at a standstill for a few days. But you are right in the sense that even when the AFC and NFC championships kind of finished and it was revealed who would be playing, there wasn't a lot of, oh my goodness, or there just wasn't as much coverage on this game as I would have expected.
Yeah.
Maybe that's mostly because Tom Brady's not playing at it. If you just look yesterday, what was the biggest storyline in the NFL? Tom Brady tweeting some photo of him just... It's like a nice dark photo. He's from far away. He's looking at the field. Tom's just having fun with these guys.
Which way is he going? Exiting or entering?
I don't know.
That's a debate.
That's the, I don't know. Maybe that's for another episode. But
yeah,
the Tom Brady, like Tom Brady should not be the focal point in a week where he has nothing to do with this. He was eliminated 3-4 weeks ago. You are right when you say that. This Super Bowl has not, these teams haven't been given the love that they should be getting.
And I also think it's a combination of Kansas City. It's a smaller market, right? It's not a global market. But you think it would make up for it because they have Mahomes.
Yeah.
But I think what's really doing it is if the 49ers, let's say the 49ers had Mahomes, mm-hmm. like the teams were switched.
Yeah, yeah.
And was, I think the Super Bowl would be a lot more hyped up. But because San Francisco is obviously a really big football market, right? But because it's like they're not the flashiest of offensive teams.
No.
And so... if you're not, if you're an average football fan and you, let's say you just watch the Super Bowl or you watch like some playoff games and whatever, watching the 49ers is not that, let's be honest, yeah, it's not the most enjoyable thing to watch on offense.
You need to have a level of appreciation for football, I think, to understand the stereotypical person who never watches football, he sits down, he watches one run play and it's a 2 yard gain right up the gut, and what's the classic line? Why doesn't he go around? Why don't they?
Why doesn't he cut right?
Yeah. Why doesn't he run around all of them? Why is he running into everybody? That's the classic. This is my first time watching football. Line. You need to gain an appreciation for clock management, for that ground and pound game. That we're just gonna wait until you're tired and then we're going to attack you. And that's San Fran's game. They have a lot of success on the ground.
And I hope people know we're not knocking those people.
Yeah.
I'm just saying that's the reason why I feel like it is less hype, because I feel like the casual fan is not as engaged with the Super Bowl as, because they all know Tom Brady.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they all know that he's 1-4 and he's going for his fifth. He's 1-5. He's going for his sixth.
Mm-hmm.
And it's an easy storyline for them to follow. That's why I think that's one of the main reasons.
I think that can also be said for why the Chiefs are favored. Just because Mahomes is emerging as this poster boy for the National Football League. I know it opened up, I think, 1.5. I'm not sure what the current spread is.
I can check for you, but yeah.
But when right away before the spread was released, I was going to say, like, I would not be surprised if this is a pick 'em.
Right.
It's at a neutral location. If you look at how these, if you're going to treat it as a road game for both of these teams,
it's still -1.5, by the way.
Still -1.5. Okay. You can argue that. Now that it's -1.5, maybe I'm more inclined to pick San Fran. And Vegas always knows how to put the number right on. So again, like, I hope it's going to be close. I think it's going to be close. Last year's game got a lot of criticism because it was boring, I guess.
Yeah.
And you know what? If you're into a defensive battle, maybe you loved it. Maybe you thought it was a great game. Maybe last year's game was boring to many because they're used to a Tom Brady who in the past led these high power offenses, and he was going up against...
Well, the year before against the Eagles.
Yeah, and he was going up against the Rams who were the best offense in the NFL, and it turned into a defensive battle. So we never really know what we're going to get, but I don't know. I've been going back and forth all week on who's going to win.
Yeah, I think it's going to come down to... Honestly, it's coming down to Garoppolo.
Yeah, I can see it. Because I think Mahomes is going to perform.
He's going to play great.
This guy's
He'll
money.
He'll throw for over 300 yards, 100%, like, without a doubt. And it's, can Garoppolo kind of keep up with him? Like, he doesn't even have to fully keep up because their defense is so good. But can he just try to just stay with him as much as possible? If he can do that, I think the 49ers can win.
I want to know, just looking at, not in terms of odds or anything, give me your Super Bowl MVP, who you think this guy's probably going to win it,
yep.
And then maybe one wild card. Because we've seen in the past, it's not always the two quarterbacks. Last year, Julian Edelman won. Sometimes one guy just kind of emerges and takes over. Who do you got for Super Bowl MVP?
Should we do Chiefs and Niners?
Sure, yeah, just because.
Niners, I'll do Niners, you do Chiefs, whatever, right? I don't know if I talked about this last podcast, but I put a bet down that Richard Sherman would win the Super Bowl MVP, and it's a really long shot.
I think he's like plus 2,000 or something.
Plus 2,500.
2,500. Wow.
Right. So, he's plus 5,000.
It's like Leicester winning the Premier League a few years ago.
But here's why I think that he has a legitimate shot to win the Super Bowl, or win the Super Bowl MVP. Obviously, the Niners have to win. If the Niners win and he gets an interception, which I think can happen because you've seen when Mahomes has thrown interceptions, it's when they're pressing late. And he has to, you know what I mean? You just have to make some throws that are a little bit riskier. Super Bowl MVP is not always about who plays the best. It's also about who the media loves. And the media loves Richard Sherman. He's a big character and stuff. And that's why when it's like you can go, you know, with your even Garoppolo, right? Like it's easy to say that the quarterback can win, right? But with their running attack, I don't think that he's going to win the MVP. I think if they win, it'll be somebody on their defense. And if Richard Sherman makes one or two plays, it's going to be him.
I think the beauty of Richard Sherman is he has that storyline of when he was on the Seahawks, he tore his Achilles, which when you're 28, 29 years old and you tear your Achilles, to many, you're done. You're not going to, even if you're playing in the NFL, you're never going to be back to the level that you are. He was then criticized for negotiating his own contract, which saw him gain not a lot of money a year.
Yeah, people thought like he did a horrible job on his, doing it. Yeah,
just in terms of annual salary. But he negotiated it in a way that through bonuses and if he makes the Pro Bowl, if he's all pro, if he's second team all pro, I think he made a lot of money. Yeah. I don't know the exact number, but he made a lot of money in bonuses this year. And to his credit, very well done. And he's a guy, he's been in the Super Bowl before. Of course, he was on Seattle, who's a big rival of San Fran. So I think that also plays into the story. And he's had a great season. He's been one of the stories for the 49ers. So, again, it's one of those matchups where you're facing the best quarterback in the league. So if you're going to defeat him, if you're going to hold him to even 20 points, which I think would
even
be
25
great,
or whatever.
Richard Sherman's definitely going to have a big role in doing that. So plus 5,000 odds is crazy, but if you put some money down on that, you're walking away.
If you put $5 down, you win $250.
Yeah. So there you go.
Not too bad. So what about the Chiefs?
The Chiefs, again, obviously a player on their defense is going to
have...
How
about this? Who's going to win the MVP if it's not Mahomes?
I think, yeah, exactly. Mahomes is the given. If they win, this guy's, even if they lose, I think he's going to have one of the best games of his life. Like I said, he's so box office in the sense that he shows up. He's going to be one of these guys, I think, that he turns into be bigger than the NFL. He's going to get a $200 million contract within the next year at some point. He's their guy. That being said, he is so good that he has a way of... I'll bring up that game where they came back from being down 24-0. Travis Kelce put up 11 catches, upwards of 150 yards, and 3 touchdowns. If you do that in a Super Bowl, regardless of how your quarterback plays, you have a really good shot of winning the Super Bowl MVP. When I look at the 49ers defense, we just talked about Richard Sherman. Him against Tyreek Hill, that's not a matchup that they want. Tyreek Hill against a cornerback, especially Richard Sherman's not really known for his speed. That's a mismatch. So I think they're going to be bringing a lot of doubles and a lot of safety help on Tyreek Hill and really, really keying in on him just because of how fast he is. I think that's going to open up a lot of room and space for Travis Kelce up the middle. And this is a guy who's big. He's fast. If you put a linebacker on him, they can't handle him. So I'm looking at Travis Kelce to have a monster game for the Chiefs. His brother won the Super Bowl a few years ago on the Eagles. So
now it's his turn.
Yeah, it's his turn. Yeah.
He's up.
His parents are in the crowd saying, hey, Jason won one 2 years ago. If you don't win one, you're not head of the table at family dinner anymore. So
your brother's a favorite.
Yeah,
not you.
He's got to win. And I think he's going to show up. He's another really likable guy. He's a great character. Both these tight ends in the game. I think the two best tight ends in the NFL. I don't think many people can argue anybody else.
I mean, Zach Ertz maybe, but yeah.
Yeah, and I think Zach Ertz, he had an okay year. But yeah, Kelce and Kittle, definitely for sure. But Kelce in particular, my Super Bowl MVP, if it's not Patrick Mahomes.
Right.
Another person who I think can win the MVP in the hearts of many is Demi Lovato. And we talked about her last week a little bit. The over-under numbers for her, I think right now it's like 157 you can bet on.
Yeah, something like that.
One of my favorite prop bets, I know we spent 10 minutes talking about the Gatorade color last week, but I just think it's fantastic how the Super Bowl has all these different things. Like, it's not even an NFL game anymore. Like, if you watch a week 3 NFL game and watch the Super Bowl, it's a completely different viewing experience. It attracts non-NFL fans, which is great, helps grow the game. But I want to know, I've done some research since last week
on the anthem. I did not.
Last week I was saying over is a lock, but now I'm looking more and more at the under for the anthem. So that's my bet of the week.
You think it's going to be under a minute 57?
Yeah. Demi Lovato under. I read some, I think it was 10 of the last 12 have been unders, regardless of what the time is. So I'm just going to go with history on this one.
Here's why I think it's going to be under as well. I think she's going to hit everybody with the double brave.
Oh, yeah. And they just count
the bottom one. They count the first brave. As soon as the first brave is finished, the anthem is over. So watch. It's going to be close. And then she's going to finish brave. But she's going to do a shorter one because she's going to finish with a finale of a big, like, you know, one long 10-second brave.
Can't believe, like, one person has so much control over so much money.
Yeah.
Like, she can literally say, no, I'm just going to be a minute 30, not even close to a minute 57. I'm just going to do my own rendition on it, go super quick, and win a lot of people a lot of money, tell all her friends.
Also, here's another thing you have to look. If you're going to bet this, and you're going to bet, if you want to bet the over, do you believe that Demi Lovato, is she ready for prime time? Is she going to get nervous and rush through?
I don't know. She's pretty big.
Is she box office? Is Demi Lovato box office? Who's more box office? Demi Lovato box office. Patrick Mahomes or Demi Lovato?
Paulo, we're giving you one more chance on the mic.
Who's more box office? Patrick Mahomes or Demi Lovato?
Who will shine in the spotlight this Super Bowl Sunday?
Definitely Patrick Mahomes. Okay. I don't trust Demi Lovato one bit.
Wow. She is not ready for prime time. Is that what you're saying, Paulo?
Exactly.
All right, I like it. What about Jennifer Lopez and Shakira? Are they ready for prime time?
Oh, yeah, they're just lovely, those two. They're going to make a great combo.
The thing with those I think there hasn't been a good halftime show in a long time. I think they always try to do too much.
Yeah.
There's two of them. I bet you they bring out a third person at some point.
Pitbull.
Yeah, someone's saying Pitbull.
There's a prop bet you can bet on.
Because he's in Miami.
Yeah, you can bet on Pip if Pitbull's, he's going to come out.
Mr. Worldwide,
yeah, exactly.
So I think he'll make an appearance. Also, you can bet the first songs. You can bet everything.
You can bet literally everything.
Do you know that you can bet if they will show Alex Rodriguez during the performance? That really is a real bet.
You can always bet which coach's name will be mentioned first.
Yeah, you can bet which coach they're going to show first.
Yeah.
What team they're going to show first, too.
It's crazy.
Who's going to be the first player they show? That's a lock for the Chiefs.
How do you
it's
even
be
keep
Mahomes.
Track of that, though? If you field all these bets... Like, there's got to be so
you don't.
Many
you definitely just got to check after.
After and it's, like, oh, I lost 500 bucks. Yeah. I thought I was doing great, but I guess they showed Mahomes before they showed Jimmy G.
That's a lock. If you can place that bet wherever you live, that who's going to be shown first. There's no way Mahomes is not the first person that they're going to show.
Yeah.
Fox is doing the Super Bowl, right?
I think Fox. So another thing to look out for.
Joe Buck.
Is Aaron Andrews going to be on the 49ers sideline, or is she going to be on the Chiefs sideline? Because you know they have two sideline reporters, yeah. Right?
It's got to be. So she has to be on thing.
If
she's not on the 49ers sideline, it's just, what a debacle.
Jimmy G is going to, he's going to go off. He's going to say, you know what? This is it. I'm sick of hearing only 8 passing attempts in a game. I'm throwing for 400 yards, 4 touchdowns. And when they win,
he proposes.
Yes.
Never even taking her on a date. He proposes to Aaron Andrews, and that's it. They ride off into the sunset. Now
he retires, too.
He never plays again.
What a story.
What is a story.
Okay. Enough of the fooling around. Let's get into the actual predictions. Of the game. I say we go around the table. All 3 of us can give a score. And
all right,
Paulo. I don't want to give Paulo any more leeway. I was going to say maybe one bold prediction of the game, but I think just numbers is just too much for him.
So me now, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to go 35 to 32.
So there's 3 teams.
Yeah, it's going to be a crazy
35 to 30 to 32.
It's going
to
be a crazy game. And that third team will show up.
The third team is Aaron Andrews.
It's Tom Brady by himself.
No, the third team is Aaron Andrews and Garoppolo.
It's Tom Brady by himself. So I'm going to say the Chiefs are going to win this one in a shootout.
Okay, I like it.
Okay. So the prediction is the 49ers are going to win. I'm taking the 49ers. The underdogs, slightly, but they are the underdogs. I think if they're going to win, it has to be, it can't be as high scoring as Paulo said. So I'm going to go 27-24 49ers.
I can see that because I can see them holding. If you were going to say like 17-14, I was like, no, there's no way Mahomes scores 14 points.
I'm willing to
make myself look stupid by saying there's a 0% chance Mahomes is held to under 14 points.
No.
So if he does that, I'm willing, you guys can rip me all you want next Friday. But
also,
the 27-24, I can very well see.
And I have one more prediction about the game. The game will end with Mahomes failing to drive them down the field. He's going to get the ball with like a minute and a half, and that defense is going to hold up. Richard Sherman is going to get that interception.
And
he's
wins
win the MVP.
I would love to see Mahomes with a chance late. I don't know. I'm the biggest Patrick Mahomes fan. But so after two weeks now of thinking about who's going to win this game, I have decided. Originally, I was leaning towards Kansas City. And I was trying to find reasoning to make myself see the side of San Francisco. And I see it. But when it comes down to it, number 15... In red, I mean Kansas City red.
In red and yellow.
For me, this is going to be the start of something special. It's going to be the first of many Super Bowls in his career. I don't want to jinx him like what happened to Dan Marino, but I think he's going to have a pretty big trophy cabinet by the time it's all said and done. He was so close last year, and I do think they would have won the Super Bowl last year if D4 did not go offside. But I'm going to have to say Patrick Mahomes does get it done. And I'm going to give a very similar score to Paulo. And I'm going to say 34-31 for the Kansas City Chiefs.
Will it end in Garoppolo not being able to get it done?
No. Jimmy G will have the lead. This is my ideal Super Bowl. I'm a big lead change fan.
Yeah.
So I'd love to see Jimmy G march them down late, get a field goal to go ahead. Mahomes gets the ball. A minute 30, one timeout, and he goes down and he gets a touchdown to win the Chiefs the game. So the one Super Bowl I couldn't stand was the Patriots-Falcons one, and that showed to me more than ever that in overtime, both teams need to get the ball because Brady marching them down, it's like you knew they were going to score as soon as they passed the 30. You knew they were going to win the game. It was just anticlimactic in a way to me.
I don't agree. I don't agree.
You
with
think
I don't,
if
I,
you score a touchdown first drive, should be game over?
Yeah.
No. I think both guys need to have the ball in their hands.
Are offense and defense equally as important?
Yeah, they are.
So then?
But both of them should have to prove themselves in order to win a game come the extra frame.
Should really be a field goal competition.
I've always been in that. What happens when an overtime ends? Shootout.
Field goal. Start at the 10? 30
and just
no, no,
go
the 10.
The 10.
The 10. You got to put pressure
just
on
just so if you miss,
that's
it's
what
even
McAfee
more.
Said.
It's even
oh,
more
really? Did he say that?
Yeah.
See?
Great minds think alike. There you go.
Oh, wow. Look at that. All right. So the predictions are in. So I'm the only one that picked the 49ers.
And you could be looking pretty good, but I think that's going to do it for today's episode, the Super Bowl preview.
Also, talking about this Super Bowl on the podcast has actually made me more excited about the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
It's
I'm ready. For real, though.
Yeah.
No, and it's made me more excited about different foods that are going to come my way in the Super Bowl because
my
of that
pigs
draft.
In a blanket?
Yeah, you got to let me know how those are.
Yeah.
I'm expecting we're going to start next week's episode off with a 10-minute review.
Definitely.
Make sure you warm up those vocal cords, okay, producer?
Because
you're going to be back on the mic.
Yeah.
All right. And good luck to all you 49ers and Chiefs fans.
Yeah, definitely. Let me know what it feels like to watch your team in the Super Bowl because it's something that
Do you think you could handle it?
I always said, Super Bowl, I like to get together with a bunch of people, but I always said if the Dolphins win the Super Bowl...
Are in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, if they're in the Super Bowl, doors locked, then I just watch me and my dad because we're both Dolphins fans.
Yeah.
And so next year, that's what's going
to
happen.
I don't know if I could take a divisional game. I've never had to experience it. So the wild card game I can handle.
Yeah,
that's
I watched my team get blown out of the wild card game once. But that's going to do for today's episode. If you made it to the end, we thank you so much for tuning in. Make sure to subscribe and like on YouTube, as well as subscribe and rate us on Apple Podcasts and Google Play. That is going to do it all. And enjoy the Super Bowl.
Take it easy.